USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House taking another step shortly towards impeaching President Trump as the Judiciary Committee will be meeting a hearing that will be focusing on testimony from top Democratic and Republican attorneys on the Intelligence and Judiciary Committees. Meanwhile, the Justice Department Inspector General is to release a report on the origins of the FBI's investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 election. A massive eruption of a volcano off the coast of New Zealand, killing at least five people. Many are injured and many are missing. Here's New Zealand's Prime Minister.
Our focus is to ensure that police and the National Emergency Management Agency have all of the resources they need.
The Saudi government promising full cooperation in the investigation into a deadly shooting by a Saudi national at the Naval Air Station Pensacola on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And Doug.
Where's the money, Karen?
I'm sorry, the money?
The money you saved by having Liberty Mutual customize your home insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, that money. I used it to add to my collection of clown paintings. Take a look.
Amazing. Wow.
Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Officials that are investigating a shooting by a Saudi national at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola, Florida, are trying to find out what sparked it. He killed three people and wounded eight others. The gunman, Mohammed Saeed Al-Shamrani, was an aviation student from Saudi Arabia. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says it's too early to call this a terrorist attack.
First of all, it's a very tragic incident. Three lives lost, eight injured, and of course we extend our condolences to all the families affected by it, touched by it, and our military community down there. But no, I can't say it's terrorism at this time. I think we need to let the investigators, the FBI, do its work and get us the facts. And we'll move out from there.
The assault ended when the deputies killed the attacker. President Trump says Saudi Arabia's King Salman called him to express his outrage. Esper says Friday's shooting at a naval air station in Pensacola was captured by cameras carried by associates of the Saudi aviation student who opened fire. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her critics are going after each other again, this time over Amazon's announcement of a new headquarters on Long Island. The Long Island City operation Amazon plans to build will bring 1,500 jobs. Ocasio-Cortez's critics are jabbing her for leading a fight to keep Amazon from opening what was billed as a 25,000-job operation in Queens. Connecticut State Police investigating after a Tesla on autopilot slammed into the back of a patrol car on Saturday morning. They say troopers were responding to a disabled vehicle when the Tesla hit the cruiser, stalling the vehicle. No serious injuries reported. And an actor known for his roles on Benson and Star Trek Deep Space Nine has passed away. Rene Auberjonois was 79. His son says his dad died of metastatic lung cancer. Just last year, the actor said in an interview,
"Being an actor is being an artist, and that's what my life has been."
Auberjonois was actually very prolific. If you check his Wikipedia page, you'll see just how many TV, movie, and theater productions he was in. Again, Auberjonois was 79. And that's making news on this Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.